right. You never would have used the word bureau.
Years ago, they did, yes.
That's an older term. And you might have used it as a child or something.
Mm-hmm.
I used it too as a child. Bureau. Yeah. Mother and dad always said bureau. Mm-hmm. See, I'm 62, and I use a great deal. She's, of course, older than I, but I use the same word she does.
Yeah, I used to.
Well, that would be characteristic, I suspect, if you're natives of this area.
Oh, yes. We say it.
Now, a woman goes into the room and says, you know, she doesn't really clean the room every morning. She sort of picks things up. What would you say? I just go in and...
Just picked up here and there.
You never say tidy up?
Yeah, tidy up.
Is there any difference? Would you tidy up a dresser, let's say, that had too many things piled on it, or...
Yeah, just say tidy up and straighten it out. Straighten it up.
You never red it up.
The what?
Red it up.
No.
That's my wife's favorite expression. No. You run a room and red it up.
Oh, no, I don't say it.
Straighten
it up.
Or pick up.
If you're in the kitchen, or say you want to clean the dirt off the back porch, you might get out, if it's just a little dirty, and sweep it with a what? Sweep the porch with a...
Broom?
Where do you keep the broom?
I have a place where I hang it up, on the porch, in that kitchen.
You've never had a closet?
No.
What would you call it if you did?
I've never had
one
here.
If you did have one, what would you call it? What kind of closet would that be? It would be a... closet.
What kind of utility closet?
Or would you say broom?
Broom? Broom closet?
Mm-hmm. And if you didn't have any place to hang it, and you didn't have a broom closet, you might put it where in reference to a door?
Behind a door.
Yeah. All right. Now, in theory anyway, on Monday, the housewife does the what?
Washing.
And on Tuesday she does the...
Lining. Wendy and Mindy.
We're going along real well.
I used to have a regular schedule when I was keeping the house. Believe me, every day I had my work, you know.
Everybody was washing.
And sometimes you go to a house, you walk up, before you walk in the front door, you walk up on the big wooden...
On the porch.
Now, suppose there was a draft coming in here, and the door was open, you might tell me to please get up in the door.
Please close the door if the draft coming in.
And another word for close, you might say, if you were rather angry, would you please the door?
Shut the door.
Okay. Now, if you had an automobile, you might say, yesterday my car downtown. What do you do with an automobile? You drive it. Yesterday I...
drove it.
And on the house, on the outside, there's some kinds of boards that go around. Any special word?
Siding, some kind of siding.
And you would not likely call that clapboards?
No.
Or weatherboards?
Well, weatherboards.
Is one older than the other for you, what you might say? Weatherboards older, or siding older, or they're about the same?
About the same siding or weatherboard.
If a person has, say, driven all the different automobiles that are to drive, he might say, well, I have many a car. I have...
Plymouth.
Or I have... No, I have what? I have... Not. See, today I drive it. You might say, I have many a car. I have...
Goat.
And on top of the house, there are shingles on the what?